We are in Netivot Shalom on Parshat Tetzaveh. We're on page Resh Tet Vav, the piece Ve'ata Tetzaveh. Ve'ata Tetzaveh et b'nei Yisrael v'yikhoi lecha shemen zayit zah katit lama'or la'alot ner tamir. And you will command b'nei Yisrael that they should take for me shemen zayit zah, pure olive oil that's crushed, that's pure for the menorah, to light it continuously. In terms of the parts of the Torah that are written toward Bnei Yisrael, we see many different lishonot. Emor al Bnei Yisrael, she'inyano amirat racha. There's emor al Bnei Yisrael, to tell Bnei Yisrael, which is a softer type of command. Here you go. And here you go.
Thank you.
V'daber al Bnei Yisrael, and you have Daber al Bnei Yisrael, which is Rashi brings down in Parsha Yitro, that Amira again is a softer type of speech, whereas Dibor means a more harsh type of speech. And then above these is the concept of a tzivoy, of a command. That tzav, a command, is telling you to have zrizus, which, depending on your version of Mesilat Yishrim, is either alacrity or, what's the newer version? No? Nobody knows? Now I'm just curious, so I'm not going to go and look it up. But it means to get going, to get moving. Zrizut. Why is the activity relating to the menorah given over as a tzivoy? So too in emor ne'amar kein li'inyan menorah. So too it also uses the same lashon by the menorah. Tzavet b'nei Yisrael v'yikoy lech Hashem en zayit zach. Again, even when it comes up later in the Torah, it uses the lashon of tzivoy. Od matzino lashon tzivoy gam b'korban tamid b'parshat Pinchas. We also find the lashon of tzivoy by the korban tamid in parshat Pinchas. Tzavet b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem et korbani lachmi li'ish. And there, by all of the korbanot, it doesn't use the lashon of tzav. It specifically uses the lashon of tzav by the korban tamid. So why is it unique by the menorah, by the korban tamid? What is this lashon of tzav? By the burning of the ola, a specific type of offering where the entire offering is burnt. Right, which in all of these psukim you're all familiar with, I'm sure, from Korbanot, because we say it every morning. And all of this needs explanation. All of us need to understand why it's singling out these instances to use the lashon of tzav. Had to redeem myself. Al divrei ha-torat kohanim ha-nizkarim. The Slonimer says that the Mamar Chazal that we mentioned before, binyan ketuv tzavet aharon v'panav limor zot torat ha-ola, ki ha-ola al-mokdala mizbeach kol ha-rabok ha-rishem mizbeach tukadbo, ein tzav ela lashon ziruz. Elashon ziruz miyad ulidarot. Now and for all generations. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bioter tzaricha katuv lizareiz makom sheish bo chesron kis, that the Torah needs to go out of its way to emphasize new lashon of tzav, lashon of ziruz, of jumping to do something in a situation which where things cost money. Operush maran. So he explains, she'inyano k'mamar chazal, she'ha'ola ba'a l'chaper al hirhur halev, that the ola, the all of the korbanot come for different things, and those things are enumerated by the Mishnayot, and are enumerated to a certain extent in the Torah, are enumerated in what the... to a certain extent, but are certainly in Chazal explained why you bring each type of korban. And so it's explained that the Ola comes to be mechaper, as kapara for hirhur haliv, for not the things that we do, not the actions that we take, not the words that we say, but when we commit avirot in the thoughts of our own minds. So that's what comes to mechaper, and it is the korban Ola, where the whole thing is nisraf. V'inei amru chazal, hirhurei avira kashim migufa shel avira. The Gemara in Yuma says that hirhurei avira, thinking about an avira, thinking negative thoughts, thinking of doing an avira, thinking about inappropriate things, all of those types of things, that that's even worse than the action itself, than the act of the avera itself. Why? Because with regard to the actual chet itself, a Jew deep down is a chelek alokam imal. A Jew is a part of a kadosh baruch hu. Kilu. V'kasher chote befall, when a person takes an action that's an avera, ein lo manoach miyisrei hamatzpun eich asa davar kazeh. Meaning, I did the action, but I feel terrible inside. That part of me, that godly part inside of me, is crying over the avira that I did. What he's saying here is that when a person goes and they do an avira, after I do an avira, I feel broken inside because I didn't want to do the avira. My yitzhar overcame me. I did the wrong thing. I know I did the wrong thing, and the godliness inside of myself, the chelik alokam imal inside of myself, the person inside of me, the yid inside of me, the pintle yid inside of me, is going to feel that pain of having done the avera. But when a person only thinks about doing an avera, when a person only has an avera in their thoughts, since there's no action attached to them, we don't see the severity of our actions. And so the pintle yid inside, the Jew inside, the chelik alokam, that part of us doesn't cry. That part of us doesn't want to do tshuva. That part of us, because we don't feel like we did anything. And that's why, it's one of the explanations of why, that hirhuri avira even worse, because there's no part of us that understands the severity of what we did, there's no part of us doing tshuva for what we did, there's no part of us that's feeling broken about what we did. Uvim yuchad, hirhuri pigmei, bris kodesh, shal zene emar tzav, lashon ziruz miyad ulidorot, kevan shehirhuri avira, בני הפגמים האלו הם הפגמים מיד לדורות, שמלבד הפגם בעצמו, הרי הוא פוגם את כל הדורות הבאים, כמאמר הכתוב, הן באבון חוללתי וחטאי יחמתני עמי, ולפיכך ההתגברות הקשה ביותר של יצר הרע, בירורי אווירה היא בעננים אלו, שזה פוגם יצר הרע לא רק אותו, אלא גם את הדורות הבאים. I kept reading to find out. I'm going to paraphrase what he says because of the forum that we're in. He says that the worst type of yirah that there are is when a person lo aleinu has improper thoughts in the realms bein ish l'isha, in the realms of binogea between man and woman. And he's saying that that's the worst type of hirhurei avira that there are, when a person has thoughts go through their mind that are inappropriate in those realms. Because not only, he says, miyad l'dorot, because not only is it hurting me now, but the way in which I train my mind and the impact on my mind of the way that I relate to those aspects and those concepts, that's not only damaging me in the here and now, but that's also damaging my future generations. Right? And I'm adding in here on my own, but the meaning one aspect of what he's saying here is that when I think about those things, is that not only is it navera in and of itself in terms of what's going through my mind, but it's also navera in the sense that I'm training myself about how I think about these things, about it relating to my ta'avot, about it relating to these delicate aspects of Judaism in a way that are in a realm in a manner of avera, then that's going to be both pogea me right now, but also then when I come to the place where I'm going to actually utilize those kochot to produce the future generations, the way in which I train my mind to act within that now and to think about that now is going to hurt even the way that I put forth the future generations of Jews. And so therefore one needs to be zariz in these areas, begin to cleanse oneself in their mind in these areas, and have a tzivoy, tzav, ziruz in these areas because of the impact that it has both in the realm of Yorei Alev and also in the Dorot HaBaim, in the generations that come. We're up to the Alkin in the middle of, it's all one column, so in the middle of the column, on Resh Tet Zayin. The Alkin, Tzarich Baze Ziruz Bioter, the first line is Bioter. Ziruz Bioter, Kevan Shu Pegam Yad Ledorot, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bioter Tzarich HaKatuv Lizarej Makom Sheish Bo Chisron Kis. So the other side of it was because there's an aspect of Chisron Kis. So what does that mean? Hainu Shehir Hurei Avira Yish Lo Chisron Biotam Mechusim Sheish Eino Roezot. Chesron Kis. He has them saying that not in terms of the fact that one has to spend one's money on it. Biut mechusim, meaning that they're covered up. She'ish eno ro'ezot, that nobody sees what goes through our minds. We have to be zariz on these things because they go through our mind and nobody else sees what we're doing. Shim bavirot befoal yish ladam miniut machamat shemitbayish lachtom ifnei ha'sovavim oto. That when a person does takes an action, it's an avera. So a person, there's a certain level of embarrassment and making sure people tend to act better in front of other people because we don't want other people to see us doing a chait. But in the realm of the mind, in terms of keeping the mind clear and the mind clean, that when by hirurei halev, so it's mechaset, there's a kisoy, it's being covered up by the fact that nobody can see it, and therefore we need an extra zrizut to keep our minds clean because nobody else is able to see what we're doing, and so there's less of an impetus for us, there's an external force on us to not have hirurei avira. Hirurei avira, hirurei yesh lahem, greuta bazeh. That they have this part that's working against them, that they're covered up and nobody sees what we do. A person could be sitting around in the loftiest group. A person could be sitting right here amongst all of you with pure minds involved in learning Yetivot Shalom. And nobody would know if something bad went through a person's mind. Because even though we're sitting in a wonderful chevra that's all pushing each other to do limud Torah, masim tovim, the tremendous kedusha in the room, what happens in a person's thoughts, nobody else would know what's going on. And the pegam in this is very, very bad. And therefore, in a situation where there can be a loss because things are covered up, one has to have extra zrizut to make sure to overcome these things. And this is what it means. Zot Torata Ola. This is the procedure for the Ola. That avirot that we do in action, those have kapara through a korban chatat, through a korban asham. But how can a person get kapara for the thoughts that went through their mind? Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu as a gift gives us the Korban Ola, which is given to us in order to be mechaper for the Hirurei Halev that we have, for the things that go through our minds. That we shouldn't be thrown away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we should have a means of kapara, that we should have a means of tshuva, even for the avirot that go through our minds. That the hemshech of the psukim there, that it goes on and says that this is the ola which is put on the fire on the mizbeach all night until the morning. The time that we're most susceptible, that the world is most susceptible, that we're most susceptible to avirot of hirurei halev and lo aleinu, what those things could lead to, that's in the nighttime. The nighttime is a time which is just in the world, which is a time where it's because it's dark, and because our Yitzhahara tends to be stronger and try to overwhelm us, because we're more tired, because we're more susceptible to outside influences. So the nighttime is the time where Hirurei Halev can be in the most danger, and therefore he says that's why this pasuk then goes into saying that this is what's put on the fire all night until the morning, because that korban olah is coming to mechaper, is coming to help us be mitgaber over Hirurei Halev. Ukinegedze. Opposite this, he ha'ola al motal la mizbeach al ha'boker. This is that ola which is going on there all night. Ve'ish ha mizbeach to rabo, and that fire on the mizbeach that's burning all night. Al derech ha'boleh, I think. Ma'pik ha'boleh. She'im she'ish ha mizbeach natan ha'shem yibrach she'tisrof v'tichle et eish ha'ta'ava. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the eish on the Mizbeach all night long, that the eish has to be, the fire has to be burning on the Mizbeach all night. Why? Because that eish is coming to combat the fire of ta'ava that burns inside us, and to burn it away, and to allow us to have a place of purity, a reality of purity, even amongst the nighttime hours. V'koach zeh shil ha'ula amad l'chlal Yisrael she'al yado b'kochot shil yudi l'itgaber al yorim ra'im. And it's through this that a person is able to, the Jew is able, has the koach to overcome hihurim ra'im, negative thoughts that come up through our minds, especially in the nighttime. And this is what's being hinted to by Lashon of Tzivoy. Remember, that's what we started with, right? The question of, why don't we, normally we use the words of emor or dibor. Why is it specifically by the menorah by these specific korbanot that it uses lashon of tzivoy, tzav, go and just commanding us to do it, which is lashon of zirus. Right, that's where we started from. V'zeh haremez b'lashon tzivoy, that it's using a lashon of tzivoy she'ne'emar od maaseh menorah u'bikorban tamid. They use this lashon by the menorah in our parsha and by the korban tamid. Dine pegamim elu heim ke ma'amram zal. It says Chazal say techilim be'ayin ro'eh ve'achar kachalev chomed u'klei maaseh gomrim. That the natural way that things happen is that first the eye sees, and then the heart desires, and then the action takes place. And it's an incredible thing to contemplate, right? That the source of our avirot very often, and we don't always associate the two, Chazal makes the linkage for us, is that it starts with what we look at. It starts with what we see. It starts with what we're spending our time doing. What are we looking at? What are we watching? What are we spending our time doing? Right? What books are we reading? What television shows are we watching for watching television shows? What movies are we watching for watching movies? What things are we looking at? What people are we looking at? What advertisements are we looking at? What are we letting our eyes see? That what we watch, even when we go outside, you know, what are we looking at in terms of the world around us? That the things that we watch, that it starts with what we see, that's what plants the seeds in our heart for us to desire things that we may not have otherwise thought of, we would not have otherwise thought of, and that's what brings us to the Avira, and then the Avira comes through. That's Mamar Chazal. U'keneged zeh shalosh yanim elu, and keneged this, we have these three tzivuim. That's why we have these three tzivuim. That parashat ha-menorah he keneged ayin ro'eh. That the tzivoy by parashat ha-menorah in our parasha, that's keneged ayin ro'eh. Shemize baha pegam b'moa chadat shesham reishita pegam kayadua. That's coming to purify the concept of seeing it first, because when we see something, that's what plants the idea in our mind. And the menorah is coming to purify us, but it's coming to remind us to purify that which we look at, that which we see, that which we gaze at. That everything that comes into our minds, everything that comes into our eyes, everything, it's what becomes a part of ourself. It goes into our brain and becomes part of who we are. Everything that we see. That's what creates the begam in the mind, the damage in the mind, which is the source of everything. And the tikkun for this, the fixing of this, is fixing the moach with the light of the menorah, which brings to a Jew the Or Hashem. That's why in the Mishkan, in the Beit HaMikdash, when they built the Beit HaMikdash, so back in the day they didn't have much light indoors. It was not common to have so much indoor light. And so what they would do is they would actually create the windows on an angle, so that way in their homes it would draw in more sunlight to light up the house. So they would design their windows like that. So in the Beit HaMikdash, you would think that they would build the windows in the same way, but they build the windows the opposite. Why? Because the Beit HaMikdash didn't need light. The Beit HaMikdash was kulo or. What did you need? The world needed to be able to soak in as much of the light of the menorah as possible. So they built the windows in the way where the light would be captured and be spread outward, because the Beit HaMikdash didn't need the light. The world needed the light of the menorah. Because we're desperately looking to try to bring the light of the menorah into our lives. So whether it's the menorah here in the tzivoy, whether it's what we have in the image of the menorah l'dorot, which we have in Ner Chanukah, which we have in Nerot Shabbat, right? And those lights are such deep and beautiful lights. On Shabbat, we're supposed to take in that light. My Rebbe in his house, he always makes sure that every Friday night, so with the meal starts off and we're going through the meal, and we never know when in the meal it's going to happen, the lights go off in the middle of the meal on Lel Shabbos. And the lights don't go off just to quote-unquote create a mood into all these shtiyot and these things. What the lights go off because, and if you ask him, he'll say, because we have to be able to really see. And what does he mean? Because Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, he has many children, and there's all of the lights, all of the licht are on the side, and suddenly, slowly but surely, as your eyes adjust, you start to see just whatever you need to see from the Or of Shabbos. And he doesn't just say it to say it; he lives it. When I went in January to run the OEJLSA Women's Midrasha in Eretz Yisrael in January, so I went to him for Friday night dinner, and after dinner was over and everybody finally cleared out, so we actually got a chance to schmooze. And as we were schmoozing, so we slowly followed him. We made our way over to the lights, and he just stood there gazing at the lights while we were talking. It's not something you say; it's something that you are, something that you live. that there's a koach to the licht. There's a koach to the licht of Shabbos. There's a koach to the licht of Hanukkah. There's a koach to the licht of the menorah, mamash, for sure of the menorah. That when we gaze at that, what it's saying is that when we gaze at that, we're taking it in and we're making it a part of ourselves. When we sit in front of the sefer, we're taking in the otiyot. That what's filling our mind, what's filling our brain, are the letters of Lashon HaKodesh. You know, one of the reasons I try to be very makbid that when I daven, I don't like davening in minanim that are scattered all over the place. I like to make sure to daf go out of my way to make sure that I daven in a Beit Midrash, in a Beit Knesset. Because it means that three times a day, for me, I'm standing in a Beit Knesset, I'm standing surrounded by Sfarim, I'm standing in front of an Aron Kodesh. That the Avirah itself of what I'm taking in with my eyes, it's a level of purity, it's a level of Kiddushah. And that in and of itself has an impact on us. And we don't think about it like that. It's not just not looking at things that are negative. It's not just the Sormi Ra. It's also the Asay Tov. Kal v'chomer the Sormi Ra. That a person should make sure that when they're looking around, when they need to look something up, and in this day and age it's almost impossible not to. They have to look something up on the internet to make sure what advertisements are popping up on the side, what websites are we clicking on links to, and what are we seeing and what are we thinking about. Again, if a person watches television, watches movies, what are we watching? What are we thinking about? That those things leave an indelible impression on our minds. Because they're coming through our eyes. And to purify our eyes, that we should be desiring to gaze at is Or Hashem. It's just Or Hashem. Whether it's through the holy letters, whether it's through the Beit Midrash, whether it's through the light of Shabbos, or the light of Hanukkah, or the light of Menorah, is to try to make sure that what we bring in is being Matar or Moach. So that's the first Tzivui. Mikor kol ha-pigamim halalu, he mikatnut ha-dat. All of these pigamim come from a smallness of mind. K'mamar Chazal. Ein adam avera avera ela im kei nichtnas bo ruach shtut. That a person can only do an avera if he leaves the capacity inside of him to come in a ruach shtus, a spirit of stupidity. That's what allows a person to do an avera. That's what Chazal say. It's Gemara and Sod. It's Chazal say. It's... We have the concept in English, but it existed long beforehand in Mamre Chazal by Yosef Atzadik, that it says that he was thrown into the pit, and it says that when Yosef was thrown into the pit, it says Habor Reik Ein Bo Mayim. The pit was empty, there was no water in it. And Rashi on the spot comments, and he says that there were what inside of it? You know?
Scorpions.
Snakes and scorpions. Where does Rashi get that from? Yishpo Akravim, the Nechashim Akravim, where does he get that from? That's, we have that concept see that concept reflected in the physical world as well. Nature abhors a void. But that's what that means. Nature abhors a void. Spiritual nature also abhors a void. If there was no water in there, then there are going to be snakes and scorpions. In our mind, if our minds aren't filled with Kedusha and we leave a void in our minds, then what's going to come in is going to be a Ruach Shtus. But if we leave our minds open for that to happen, then that's where it can come in. Kashir Adam Bekatnut HaDat, when a person is, their mind's in a lowly place, because they're not gazing, they don't see the Orlokut. Harehu az kibehimavanim shachlat avot behemiot. So then a person is letting themselves just let their physical side take over, and they're drawn after their animalistic instincts. The ora menorahi irli hudi bechomakom shehu beoralokuto yibarach. And the aura of the menorah lights up for a person wherever they are, the aura of elokut. The kashir meir oralokuto yibarach mistaleka choshek memela. And when you bring in the light of oralokut, so automatically the darkness that's now clouded our minds is dispelled. But it's the aura of the menorah, it's the aura of Kiddushah, it's the aura of Torah, the aura of Chesed, the aura of Tefillah, the aura of learning, the aura of Shabbos. These are the things that are going to push away. They're going to push away that darkness in our minds. The kashir me yiro kodi barach misalika choshech meila. The kashir me ma'alim or ne'alama choshech. Because when we bring in the light, it's going to remove the choshech. Ukimamar Maran Adinu Minu V'Rabinu B'Veit Avram B'Zegodeg and Alinu B'Lshon B'Imtei. That's an Akdamos, okay. Seder, I could be tired enough on Shavuot this morning to not know Akdamos. I give myself a pass. Bimeti li nehora v'takfi lechon behata. Right, hope you all understood that. I didn't. Kasher yudi ro'e or elokuto, elokut, azai v'tipchi lechon behata. The kol ha'tavot etzlo hevel havelim akol havel. Then when a person sees the Or HaLokut, then meaning when a person sees the Or HaLokut, then how could you want to do anything else? Meaning, Kilu, I'd like to think, I'm not looking at or judging anybody here, but like, if you've ever been a moment where you've had a ta'ava to do an avera, it's very likely that you don't feel that right now, right here. Right, this isn't the place where you're going to feel that. Why? Because when you're engaged in Limud Torah, so what's filling your being is Limud Torah. It's only when we start to leave that space, that empty space, so then suddenly all of these other things creep up. But the more we engage in Kedusha, the more we're living Kedusha. But what seems to us as an enticing draw at another time in life, at this moment right here, can you imagine doing an Avera? Who would want to do an Avera? I just want to sit here and learn Tzivot Shalom Midu from now for the rest of time. Why would you want to do anything else? Why would you want to do anything else? This is so awesome. Right? But then you go away, then you create that space for the other things to come in. But when you're in that moment, it's a kol havel, it's a kol havel. It's all ridiculous, it's all stupidity. It's all vanity. And that's why it says by the menorah, "V'atat tzaved bnei Yisrael, to be mitzaved bnei Yisrael, to command bnei Yisrael." Shabiyoter tzarich ziruz beinyan sheish b'begam adorot. That the area which most requires zrizut, this jumping up and taking and making sure to be careful in these areas. That's in this area which is going to have a begam for now and also for all generations. Haynu begam b'moach adat, in a begam in the mind. Asher ka'amor. That the only way that there is the Yetzer Hara has rulership over us in these areas is only when we have a darkness and a smallness of mind. To fix this is through the light of the menorah, which is lighting up with the Or Elokut, which is able to mevatel all areas of choshech and of the mind. Vezeu mamara katuv. Yarocho to Aaron uvanav mi'erav ad boker lifnei Hashem kukat olam adorotam. That they should make sure to do this, Aaron and his sons, from night until morning. That this is a chok for all generations, for all time and for all generations. Haynu shehu inyan hashayach lidorot. This is connected to all generations. Mi'erav ad boker sheikar hatitgabrut hara bezeh mi'erav ad boker. That the main time where the ra can overcome us, where it tries to entice us, where it tries to pull us toward avera, is specifically from nighttime until morning. Vezesh amru chazal, katit lamaor, velo katit leminachot. That's why it tells us to be katit. It has to be that you have to crush the olives, specifically for the shemen for the menorah. Dekevan shereishit hatikun hu b'moach shekenegdo hu or haminorah hameir liyudi beor lekoto yibarach ugedesh yudi yuchal lirot or lekoto yibarach tzrichu lekatet et hachomer. Wow. Ki hachomer mismastir et einei ha'adam shel yireh or ukemo adam hamechaset inav. Oops, that he's saying, why does he say katit lama or? That you have to crush the olives. It emphasizes that in order to make the olive oil. Because what is the menorah going to do? The menorah is trying to help us make sure to stay in a place where we overcome our physicality. And the ore of the menorah is what gives us the capacity to be mechatet, to crush our physical selves, to crush the physical side of our being. Because it's our physicality that keeps us from seeing the Or Elokut. And just like a person, a person who covers up their eyes so that they can't see. Therefore, the Or of the menorah, which lights up Klal Yisrael and the Or Elokut, it needs to be specifically, needs to be crushed, because we're using it to crush our physical side. And that's what it means in the beginning of the parsha, where it says you have to take for yourselves pure olive oil that's crushed for the light of the menorah. Dehainu shetetzaveh otam. That you should. He's understanding it as another way of reading it is not to take to olive oil that's from crushed olives for lighting, meaning. If you crush yourselves, if you crush your physical selves, then you'll begin to be Meir. Then you'll begin to shine. Then you'll begin to have the Or Elokut come through you. If you break down your physical side. Sharak al yidei shemechatet et chomro, that only by crushing our physical side, lifnei Hashem yiparach, meir lo or haminorah, then we can let the or of the menorah come out, v'nifkachim einav lirot or be'oro yiparach, then we can really see the or of Hashem. U'kineged ha'lev chomeid, shu'inyan ta'avat ha'lev u'tshukato, and we talked about, again, the eyes and then the heart and then the action, that that's the order of things, that the first you take it with our eyes, then it goes into our heart, and then we take it into action. So keneged halev chomed, that in parallel to the heart desiring, shuinyan ta'avat halev, which comes from the taiva, the desire in the heart, uchukato, hi parshat ish hamizbeach, zot torat ha'ola, hi ha'ola ha'mogdal ha'mizbeach, ha'ola ha'bok ha'v ish ha'mizbeach tukat bo. That's the ish ha'mizbeach, the fire on the mizbeach, that's burning the ola all night long from the night until the morning. Sha'ola mesira et ha'ish ha'zara ha'bo'eret ba'lev, that the ola is able to remove the ish zara, the foreign fire which burns in our hearts. She chukat halev leta'ava, which is the desire of the heart towards ta'ava. Upigam halev od yoter kashe mehamoach, and the pigam in the lev is even more difficult than in the mind. Kevan sheze kvar bechinat ish v'alkein atatorak al yedei ish hamizbeach tukat bo bechinat habalo mafik habaloa she'az she'ish she'ish hamizbeach ichnisa ish shel kedusha beklal Yisrael. Meaning, kilu, coming into the mind is one thing, but once it then seeps down into my heart, and now I have it's no longer an idea that's planted in my mind. Now it's a burning fire inside of me that I now have my blood is boiling towards doing this avera. I have this fire inside of me to do this avera that's much more difficult, that's much more complicated, that's much more difficult to combat. And that's that fire of kedusha that's on the mizbeach all night, that fire of kedusha that's burning away, that fire of tava. That's trying to give us the ability to burn away that Eish of Ta'ava, and that gives us inside an Eish of Kedusha, fire of Kedusha, to go and to do that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And then the final stage, Klei HaMa'aseh Gomrim, that our Klei HaMa'aseh, meaning our hands, our physical bodies, then go and take it forward and finish the action. Shekineged Zeh Ba Korban HaTamid, that in contrast to this, to combat this, comes the Korban Tamid. Sorry for the interruption. We'll go back to the beginning of the paragraph. Acharkach. Acharkach le'am aseh gomrim shekeneged zeh ba korban ha'tamid. That's the korban tamid. Amechaper le'achar shiudi kvar nichshal v'chata. That after a Jew sins and already did the chait, then we have the korban tamid. The tamid shel shachar mechaper la'avirot shel laila. That the tamid shel shachar, the korban tamid that we bring every morning, it's mechaper, it gives kapara on all of the avirot that happened during the nighttime. The tamid shel bin harabayim comes to give kapara on all of the avirot that happened during the day. Yesh sug avirot shel Shalayla, v'yishuk shel avirot shel yom, that there's a type of avira of nighttime, and there's a type of avira of daytime. V'al kulam mechaper korban tamid, and the korban tamid comes to mechaper on all of those avirot. V'al kein ne'emar lashon tzav v'korban tamid, and therefore uses the lashon of tzav by the korban tamid as well. Kevan shegamu shayach li'inyan tikkun apegam shel miyad lidorot, that since it's connected to this concept of making a tikkun of now and for all time. Which divides a person from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shekorban HaTamid inano k'mamar Chazal, as Chazal say, shelo lan adam uviado avon, that a person doesn't go to sleep with sin in their hands. Shetamid shel shachar mechaper v'chule, meaning a person doesn't go to sleep with sin in their hands because the korban shel shachar is coming to mechaper, and the korban shel bin arbaim is coming to mechaper. V'hainu shekorban HaTamid hayashorish umakor l'kedushat that the Korban Tamid is coming, and it's the source of Kedusha that keeps a Jew from being separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because when we sin, it creates a division between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Korban Tamid is constantly coming again and again, twice a day, day in and day out, to remove that layer of sin from us, to be able for us to be mechaper and to keep us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shegam achar shekvar nichshal v'chatav nitrachek chas v'shalom, that even after a person sins and becomes distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have a kapara of the korban tamid, who may shivo lishorsho, and they return to their root. The most important thing, the source thing that a Jew needs to do is to be close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That if through the sins that a person does, that a Jew does, through the chatim that a Jew does, they become distant from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, from this goal, then they become divided from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Keneged zeh korban tamid haya mechaber shuv et nishmot Yisrael, that the korban tamid is coming to bring a person back, to reunite a person with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama of Yisrael with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vizeh shamro tishmru lahakriv li b'moado, to guard, to make sure to give this at each at its appointed time. Shall yidei korban zeh hanichnas nishmarim shelot tinaku chas v'shalom meshem yivarach, meaning kilu tishmru, meaning not just to guard it. He's understanding again, al pichasu, not as to guard it, but that through doing this, you create a safeguard to make sure that we don't become divided from a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the sins that we commit during the day and during the night. Last paragraph. Bechol ha-matzavim, tamid ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu ochez bi-Yehudi leval yinateh chas v'shalom. In any situation that we're in, the korban Kadosh Baruch Hu is always making sure that we don't become distant and cut off from chas v'shalom. Heim b'reishito b'kam ha-moach, whether it's at the beginning and making sure to give us the menorah to keep us from becoming distant from even on the level of the mind. Bein kasher ochez kvar b'tshukat ha-lev, and then even when it comes to the heart, not to let us become distant from Kadosh Baruch Hu when it becomes, when our desires begin to burn inside of us. V'afilu yin kvar nichshal v'chatar. Even if a person goes and does the chait lo alinu, still yacholu tamid lashuv l'shorsho. A person can always come back to the root and closes to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'im bizman shebeit hamikdash chayam hushpa zot mikoach ha-menorah ve'akorbanot. And if during the times of the Beit Hamikdash this came through the koach of the menorah and the korbanot, ata bechorbano mitkayim ze al yidei atfilot asher b'makom korbanot taknum. Right. So if we don't have the Beit Hamikdash anymore, we don't have the korbanot, we don't have the menorah. So what do we have? We have that which is connected the korbanot. We have that which is in the place of the Beit Hamikdash, which we still want the Beit Hamikdash. But at least in Galus, what do we have? So we have tefillah. The tefillah is connected to the korbanot. And through tefillah, we can do this. Through the tefillah, we can cleanse our mind. Through tefillah, we can burn the tava out of our heart. Through tefillah, we can even get kapara for the sins, lo alidu, if we do them. That when a person pours out their heart before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they pour out the heart in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, three times during the day, or for you, whether it's three times, whether it's two times, whether it's one time, however many times a day that it is. But when we pour our heart in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that three times a day I go and I'm pouring out my heart in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to my voice. That's how we remove all of the things that divide between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this also comes through the Lashon of Tzav, Shulashon Pikuda, the Hainu, Shelo Yitachen Acheret. That it's telling us that it's something which is guaranteed that we're always going to be close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we have these three things in our parsha, the tzivoy and the menorah, which opens up the parsha, which the menorah, which is again, which is cleansing, reminding us to and actively cleansing our eyes. And cleansing and cleansing what we see and giving us kedusha on a level of our moach, of the mind. It's giving us, in the words we use in English, is enlightenment. It's giving us true enlightenment. It's giving us true, but deeper than that, spirituality. It's Or Hashem. It's coming in and cleansing the mind. We have the Or of the Eish, the fire of the Eish that's on the Mizbeach all night, that's coming to burn away the fire of Ta'ava. And we have the Korban Tamid, which we have every single morning and every night, and which again, which we're certainly chayavim and potentially chayavot to say korbanos every morning, and for those who have the minhag to say it also before mincha, that we say the korbanos every day because uneshalma farim svatenu, that the words of our lips should be in place of the animals that we can no longer bring. That's our tefillot. That's when we say korbanot. That's our shmona esrays, and that's all the tefillah that we should always be talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu all day long. That's the tefillah. That's our conversation, our constant connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That tefillah is the means in which we accomplish that. That we replace that to cleanse all aspects of ourselves again through the Or Shabbos, the Or Menorah, the Or of Hanukkah, with our eyes and through Limud Torah, which also holds the organas inside of the Torah itself, through saying the korbanot and through davening for our hearts and for our actions. That through these things should be able to stay close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to remember that the premise here is that deep down, and this is what he started with, that deep down every Jew is connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's where that's inevitably where everything is at. That deep down every single Jew, that pintel yid, that essence of Jew of chelak elokim mal that's inside of us, is connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And while sometimes we might feel distant from that, and while sometimes things that can run through our mind, and again we might not even think to let that part of ourselves, may not even jump up. We said that we would do that, we would get there. There is one day a year where that inside of us, that Jew inside of us, no matter what we've done or where we are, where it shines no matter what. And that's Purim. That's Purim. Purim is the day where no matter what happens, where no matter what happened during the entire year, it's the one day where no matter what's going on around us, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the koach if we choose to see it. If we choose to see it, Purim is all about this, that we see the ruchnius in everything. We see the ruchnius in the gashmius. We see the ruchnius in ourselves. That we're able to enter, that on Yom Kippur, on Yom HaKippurim, as the Arizal points out, it's only Kippurim, that on Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But it's less than Purim. Because on Purim, every single Jew has the capacity, and that's one of the reasons why we read these parshiot of Truma and Tetzaveh these weeks. On Purim, every single Jew has the capacity to enter into their own internal Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vasuli Mikdash Rashachanti B'tocham, we all have a Mikdash inside of ourselves, and the one day a year we're definitely able to enter into the innermost realms of our own Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's on Purim. And to experience the Kedusha there, to experience a closeness with the Kodesh Baruch Hu there, that experience that there's nothing else but our connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem, we should be zocha to have clarity in all of these areas, to have Kedusha in all of these areas, and to have an uplifting Purim that gives us that clarity not only on Purim itself, but brings it through the entire year, Bezrat Hashem.